Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have learned today from Buffalo Medical Group that there will be a change with regards to Highmark customers who are members of the Buffalo Medical Group. With regards to Medicare, what has happened there?
Yes, so the primary care physicians of the Buffalo Medical Group will no longer be participating with Highmark Medicare products, and that will go into effect on July 1st of 2025. Our specialists will still be participating after that.
What led to the decision to break ties with Highmark with regards to Medicare?
Well, it's not the typical reason. We did not ask Highmark for a higher fee schedule or for a different fee schedule than the community. It was a different kind of issue, and that is to say that we are looking to develop relationships with insurance companies that help us to support certain kinds of investments that we think are good for patients. And I'll give you an example of one specific investment that we've made. At our SJ office, we've built an urgent care facility or an urgent care office that is different than the normal urgent care. So it's different than a normal urgent care you might go to in the community in the sense that it has, it's capable of doing CT scanning. It's capable of drawing blood work. It's capable of giving IV antibiotics and IV fluids, which means we can do a lot of things there that are ER-like. And so consequently, for our patients, very often we can go there instead of asking them to go to the emergency room. So it's more convenient for them. It's easier for them. It's less expensive for them. And those are the kinds of investments that we've made, and we want to develop relationships with insurance companies that support those kinds of investments. And that was one of the differences that we had with Highmark and why we're making this decision.
What does this mean for patients who go to Buffalo Medical Group who currently go through Highmark for Medicare?
Well, open enrollment season is right now. It goes through December 7th. So a Medicare beneficiary has the perfect freedom of movement to sit down with an independent insurance broker, review all their options, and to change their Medicare coverage to any one of the other products that we participate with. And that goes through December 7th. So we're urging our patients to do that.
And after that time, if they decide to stick with Highmark and Buffalo Medical Group, what would that mean for their medical bills?
Well, if they miss the December 7th time frame, there is another open enrollment window that occurs in the first quarter of 2025, so they could still elect to change then. But if they don't, then that means that after July 1st, if they wanted to stay with their Buffalo Medical Group primary care physician, that doctor would become out of network with Highmark. Which would mean, for most people, that would mean higher copays, not only to see your primary care physician, but potentially more difficulties with, if your prime refers you for a CAT scan, for example, or if your prime refers you to a specialist, it creates more impediments if you're working in an out-of-network situation with your prime.
And how difficult can it be for subscribers of Highmark who go to doctors at Buffalo Medical Group to make this change? I know that the open enrollment, it can be tricky for folks.
Yeah, actually, it's been made very easy. Medicare gives a lot of opportunity for patients to review their options. There are good independent brokerage firms. We have representatives from the Davies Group, which are independent brokers that sit in our lobbies, and they represent any number of insurance products. So they can sit down with a patient. They can look at the medicines you take. They can look at where you like to go on vacation. Maybe you go to Florida in the winter, and they can calculate for you what would be the best product for you. Lowest copays on your medicines, a good network in Florida if you happen to go there on vacation. So it's actually very easy if you work with a broker like that, which is a free consultation to the patient.